This podcast is a proud member of PodcastOutlaws.com Network. Punk!
We are going to test your ability to digest what you hear in yet another way.
Thank God it's Friday!
You're listening to the Red Door Podcast, recorded live in Columbia, Illinois.
Yes. Welcome back once again to the cornfields of Central Illinois. I am Red Boy, here surfing the waves and the corn waves. And tonight, I decided everybody else was doing a short weekend show, so why not just throw together another weekend show here after my great show on Friday with Susan from the local radio station here in the cornfields. I hope some of you podcasters may have got some good tips from the broadcaster, and maybe we'll have her on again. But tonight, on the Skype line, we have Aaron from The Big Show. Aaron, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
I am. You know, we're surviving out here in the cornfield. And actually, we were talking for a while on Skype and decided, you know what? We're doing some good podcast talk here, so we might actually want to record some of what we're talking about. And you did your first show, and how do you think yours went?
The audio problems were killing me, but other than that, I thought it went well.
Well, the audio didn't sound that bad listening back, but it is hard when you don't have the intros and all the extra music and the fluff and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. It basically kills your ability to pad the show.
Now, what are you using to record your show right now?
I'm using Mixcast Live.
Now, you liking it?
So far.
It's
better than Audacity, that's for sure.
Yeah, and all the software that I've looked at, nothing is easy. There's no real easy way to do it. All of them require some kind of patchboarding or something to make it work.
And you know, the killer of this whole thing is going to be, I'm sure Adam Curry's, when he brings this software online, it's probably going to be the easiest thing, and everybody's going to be like, should I use this or not?
Well, and I'm kind of going both ways. I'd like an easier way to do it, but there's something to be said about when it's a little difficult to do, you only get the people who really want to do it doing it. Where, you know,
sure.
Blogs and things. Blog. Everybody does a blog because it's real easy to do. So
I would agree with you on that.
Yeah, so it would be nice to make it easier, but in a way it makes it sort of, not pure, but it limits the people who can do it. And sometimes that's a good thing, but it could be interesting to see what we get. I think if it's real easy, they're going to sort of, there's going to be just everybody. It's kind of like blogs. I mean, nobody reads every blog. There's, what, 2 or 3 million blogs now?
Sure. But heck, I even had one for a while.
What? Go
ahead. I even had one for a while.
And I have one, a personal family one where we do family stuff. But I found it interesting that my podcast actually gets more hits and more viewers than my blog does. So apparently talking about general things to everybody brings more interest than just ramblings off a blog.
What kind of audience you got on your show now? What numbers are you reaching?
Oh, I think I'm in the high teens, low 20s. So, you know, I'm huge. I'm almost Adam Curry.
Well, you know, for the cornfield, that's probably a good thing. I'm sure the guy in the streets only got 3 or 4.
Yeah, that's a good bonfire in the cornfield. You know, we're ready to rock. A barn dance or something. So,
absolutely.
But you know, it's fun just to do it, and I'm just glad somebody listens, and we can keep a few people entertained. And you know, I'm sure that's what all the podcasters out there. I'm not expecting to reach any huge heights, and that's why I like what you guys and Mr. X and Len have got together with this podcast Outlaws, because it's not about let's see where I can make $1 million and promote somebody or make more money myself. Let's promote everybody. And that's what I try to do on my podcast. I know you do on yours and everybody else does. Let's promote each other and do some internetworking. And I talked on one of my shows a couple shows back about, you know, pods of podcasters where it's an internetwork of each other. And hey, look at this person, look at that person. And I think it works great. And I think what you guys are doing is great.
Well, there's some great stuff that we've managed to get over the past week, and I'm really surprised at some of the quality that's out there, and that nobody's listening to some of those shows. And you know, when we go through these shows, I keep thinking to myself, this is exactly why we put this website together.
Now, have you had a chance? I'm sure you don't listen to everything all the time, but have you caught the WTF barbecue?
Just parts of it.
I was listening to one just before we started talking over Skype, and it was funny because it's very, I don't know how to explain it. It's just different, which I kind of like, because, you know, something different and different angle. Some of the shows try and do very hardcore, let's swear a lot or whatever, and I've listened like was that Keith and the Girl, and it's entertaining, but it's almost sometimes too crude, and I like a personally, and you know, and that's what podcasts are. It's all personal preference. I want a podcast that I can throw on the stereo or whatever, so I can listen to it while the family's listening to it. And if I have all that, I can't do that.
Well, let me give you a tip on a show that Mr. X threw my way. It's called Fly With Me. And it's basically this airline pilot that goes around and he records all the stuff that's happening on a plane.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
It is pretty cool. I have to admit I was rather impressed with what he put together.
Now, is he using like an iRiver or something to do that? And just kind of
I have no idea what he's using. I'm assuming he's probably using an iRiver because I know iPods can't do the kind of quality that he's putting out.
Yeah, I tried to defunct that rumor from Mr. X about the iPod won't do it, and I test drove it, and yeah, iPods won't do it.
Yeah, I heard one guy's show that it was a good show, and he did it all on iPods, and it sucked.
Yeah, the iRiver quality is just amazing. I just can't believe it. But, you know, it's another toy that I got to come up with the money to afford to buy.
Yeah, and being married is kind of like having a banker in your house.
Well, it's kind of like losing control of your money. I no longer control any of my money, so I get audited quite frequently.
Yeah, it's definitely like having the IRS and, you know, it's sleeping next to a banker every night.
I'm surprised I could actually spend the money I have on iPod podcasting so far that I have, so.
Well, it's, you know, if the person you're with supports you in doing it, then, you know, my wife has been pretty supportive so far, so we'll see where that's going to go.
Now, do you think you'll get your wife on your show with you, or?
If that happens, call the Pope because a miracle has happened.
You're living in the same house I am, the house of, she likes to call herself an anti-podcaster, but my good friend Jose Cuervo's got her on there a couple times, so. But I would like. I think I could convince her otherwise, but we'll see.
Well, Jose tends to do that. Have you introduced her to his friend Jack?
Well, she's a good friend of Mr. Kendall Jackson, too. That helps.
Yes, that. Osti Spumante, you know, you get a few of those in your system. Those also will do you miracles, too.
Well, we'll touch on this coming weekend. I'm going to the suburbs of Chicago to hang out with some fraternity brothers from college. And we're catching up over email about those evenings are usually alcohol-laden evenings, but I thought about doing a podcast, maybe one of those start-and-stop casts, but over the evening. And I was kind of wondering, would it be entertaining or wouldn't it be? And I think you had a great point. It's like, you know, if you guys, and which we always do, start talking about those old college days and the crazy things we've done, which there's plenty to talk, that would be, you know, its own podcast within itself. That would make a cool show. You got any other tips if I decide to do that?
That's a tough one. Because like I mentioned to you, you could end up with two types of shows. You could definitely end up with an interesting show if somebody gets a little too drunk and then starts going crazy and burning down the city.
Well, the nice thing is I figured, you know, if I record it, I can always edit it down. So you just
That's
record
true.
Everything and throw it in. The one thing I do like, and you mentioned Audacity earlier, is if I record it in a Mixcast, I can always drop it in Audacity and chop it down and do what I need to there.
I dumped Audacity pretty quick. I wasn't fond of that.
Well, and it doesn't do a whole lot. I mean, it is free. So, you know, if somebody wanted to be a free podcaster and get the real basic stuff. But if for anything, too advanced. It just can't handle it. But you are a PC podcaster, right?
Yeah, I am.
Which we are in the minority. But I was bound and determined, if it killed me, to be a PC podcaster because I could do it on the laptop, which that way can I the interview we did room on Friday with Susan. Tonight I'm podcasting in the bedroom, but I can move around, and I couldn't be tied to a desktop computer, so I had to be mobile, and I don't have a mobile Mac, so PC was the way to go, and PC people can do it. You know, we're living proof.
Well, there's got to be more PC people out there. They're just not talking about it. The Mac people are just vocal about it. So you figure, what, 95% of the country is using some variation of Windows? There's got to be more people using it on the PC.
Well, you know, and this is going to be a dig on the Macs, but, you know, the Mac people will say, well, it's because the Mac people are more creative. But I beg to differ. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Well, and I actually tried. I bought the iMic, and I was going to do it on the Mac or the PC. And I loaded on my Mac, and it didn't perform as well as it did on the PC. And I found Mixcast Live on the PC actually easier to figure out and to work with than Audio Hijack Pro on the Mac. But
yeah, I can't speak to that. I haven't seen any of the Mac programs in action as far as podcasting is concerned.
The big trick always, you're using a USB mic, right?
Yes, and I'm regretting it somewhat.
Well, you know, and I have not found any way to do, especially a Skype call, and record it without using a USB mic. So I don't know what the magic answer is, but it always seems like you need some sort of attachment if you want to make it all work.
Now, I'm not familiar with iMic. What is that?
It's kind of like, it's basically an external sound card. It's from Griffin Technologies. It's a USB, it has a USB port that you plug in, and it's this little circle that has a mic and a speaker port. And so you can plug a mic in or plug speakers out. But that way you have, it ends up being a second sound card as far as your computer is concerned. And you can plug your mic into that and then record the mic. And then Skype says, oh, okay, well, I'm going to go out your onboard sound card. And you can have two devices that way. And that's the only way I've been able to record a Skype call so far.
Well, Mixcast Live does have, if you go onto their website, they do have a thing that tells you how to record Skype calls. Have you tried their little directions on that?
Well, on the directions, and there may be newer ones since I looked last, the directions I saw were based around the idea that you had a USB mic. Mm-hmm. But they may have new ones now. But
yeah, I haven't tried recording the Skype. In fact, as you know, this is my very first Skype call, so I'm amazed that the software is working as good as it is. I kind of figured it would break up somewhere in the middle of the call, because Mr. X is kind of my example of Skype calls.
Well, I had to apologize. I was so glad my wife actually screwed up for once. She uses my computer as well, and she was on it this morning, and when I got out of bed, I came down, she goes, somebody asked to join and do something. So I said no. I said, well, what? It was a Skype. I said, no, say yes. I said, everybody on my podcast, I say, Skype me. And she's sitting here telling people no. So she goes, I don't know. It has a scary picture. And now that I've actually accepted your invitation, I see that you have, I forget his name off the top of my head now. Who was that?
It's Nick Nolte's mugshot.
Yeah, so that kind of freaked her out. She had a scary picture. I'm like, was it Aaron? Because that's the only person I could think of. And she's like, yeah, I think that might have been it. I'm like, was it him or are you just guessing? I don't know. But luckily she just canceled you out, so I was able to add you later. But I said, okay, I can see where the Nick Nolte mugshot might scare you a little bit. And I'm always warning her about viruses and stuff anyway, so she was a little worried about the Nick Nolte thing. But entertaining anyway.
Yeah, I thought that would be good for laughs, especially if you do the history of the picture.
Oh, that's a classic picture right there. So, and you know, people actually have a picture. So, what do you think your next topic will be on your podcast?
Well, the one I was trying to do on my show today before the audio kind of went freaky on me was basically talking about the RIAA and how I can't play the '80s music that I really, really want to play.
Well, I think you were involved in the the ASCAP emails I was throwing back and forth?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and it, from what I can understand, according to the ASCAP people, about $300 a year, and you're going to be good to go for anything ASCAP licensed, which isn't necessarily everything, but that'd be a bunch of
stuff. Gist that I got from that is you can only play up to 30 seconds of the song.
Oh, now you know what? I didn't read that close to the details. So that could be true. I don't know. And that's just it. They throw like to throw in all these little, angles and, can you do this? Can you do that? Can you perform it? Is performing using, using your harmonica? Is performing actually playing the song? Can you play the whole thing? And it's just so hard. I really like X's way of just going to GarageBand and saying, hey, you know what? These guys are, looking for some promotions and the less playing for nothing.
Yeah, but I think there's something to be said about some of the old, 80s songs that aren't being played anymore, and you can pretty much only find them on compilation CDs. Why don't they make it available for people to, promote that and get those songs back to being a little bit popular,
Exactly, because who's playing Sister Sledge anymore, or Rolls Royce or whatever, there's some of this old 70s, 80s stuff. It's not really getting played that much anyway.
Absolutely.
And podcasters aren't making, most of them, aren't making any money anyway. We're just trying to throw some entertainment in, or using it for a bumper music or whatever, so why attack us?
Well, Paris Hilton is now fronting my show, so now I'm making, tons of dough.
Oh my god, are you serious? This is so hot.
that's hot.
Yeah, if there's one person the face of the earth could do without, I actually try and not stay in Hilton-owned hotels just because of her, but it's very hard anymore. It's just, she just annoys me. Just
something. Yeah, but what I mentioned on my show was we got to cut her a break. She didn't know anything about podcasting, and you know that whoever handed her that iRiver didn't tell her anything about it, and they just said, here, talk.
Well, and she still doesn't know anything about podcasting.
No. And I don't think she had any desire to learn.
No. But what's funny is, being a podcaster, the only place that I heard about that movie, I don't even remember seeing any TV shows or like promotions about it. Podcasts and promoting it or talking about her podcast is the only place that I heard about her movie. So I guess from that standpoint, it worked for them. What they were trying to get across worked.
Yeah, I think Adam Curry was the one that really ended up with the most egg on his face when it was all said and done.
Yeah. And, somebody's got to be a pioneer. Somebody's got to be out there just testing the waters, trying everything, and, and I don't know. Everybody's got to try it, and it's so new. I couldn't believe when I got into it, which was a whopping, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. They'd only been around since, October. Usually by the time I find out about something, it's old news. And I was like, wow, it's really new. So it was very
exciting. So, yeah, you're practically Casey Kasem now.
Yeah, at this point, yeah. And the guys I listen to have been around for 3 months. And, I've been around. And they really have been around forever in the world of podcasting. So it's fun to get on the cusp and edge of things and to come out and see guys like you guys and Mr. X and Len get Podcast Outlaws going and get something just, totally new for the podcast, and not saying new in the world, but new for a podcast industry, and being able to open up those channels for people. It's really cool to see.
Now, you're breaking up on me. Do you got something coming in over there?
No, I don't think so, but who knows? Actually,
okay,
you know what?
You sound better.
No, okay. All right, well, you know what? We are at 18 minutes. Let's see. I did want to test out the Mixcast Live software. And I don't know how many of my shows you've listened to, but I finally got this load into my Mixcast for, so I've got to play this little cut. And I'm sure this will stick in your head all night. Let's see.
Now let me get this straight. The lime in the coconut.
All right, I know it's kind of loud, so that's why I stopped it quick. But
I bet you absolutely hated that commercial.
I do hate it. That's why I found it, so I can torture myself, apparently. So I found it. I'm like, okay, let's play that over and over and over.
Yeah, but there's no worse commercial than some of the local commercials that you get in your area. There's just some bad ones out there.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
We have a talking porcupine that sells cars out here, and it's horrible.
Yeah, the local ones are always entertaining. It's like, okay, and they all play. Everybody uses the same idea over and over, and it's...
Oh, my absolute favorite all-time one, though, is the Applebee's commercial where the bus shows up 5 minutes after the place is closed and they open it back up. Like, that happens all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're here. Okay, well, yeah, we'll reopen. Applebee's never reopens.
Some guy put a blog out there, and he put the real version of what it would be like if you showed up 5 minutes after Applebee's closed, and it was just classic stuff.
Yeah, you wouldn't get your crispy fritters or whatever they make over there, right?
Yeah.
All right, you know what? I think we've done 20 minutes of a pointless podcast for a Sunday night. At least we filled the airways once again.
Absolutely.
All right, well, I can't wait to hear your next show and see what you do with it. And
actually, neither can I, because I want to get the thing going.
Yeah, exactly. See, now you got the Skype experience. You can interview me next time on your podcast. Or my problem is I can't stay awake late enough for Len or Mr. X. They're always on beyond.
Yeah, he does his shows pretty late, doesn't he?
Well, on average about 10:30 my time. So it's, you know, I'm an old guy. Well, all of 32 years old, but I'm old enough that I can't stay awake to do that all the time. But you have a few time zones on me, so you could probably handle that.
Well, I'll be looking forward to hearing the show, and I thank you for having me on, sir.
Hey, I appreciate it. Hey, we'll talk to you later, man, all right?
All right, take it easy.
All right, see you later. That's right, that was Aaron from The Big Show, the new guy on the block. He's part of the podcastoutlaws.com. Be sure to check them out. Don't forget podcastalley.com and vote for the Red Boy podcast. And I'm going to leave you tonight with a little Maryland County from 100yearpicnic.com. Those guys are going to be on here hopefully soon on the podcast. And I hope you guys check them out. And they have a free download on their site. You can actually download this song from 100yearpicnic.com. So check it out, and we'll talk to you later. This is Red Boy. I'm out. Her purple hair, her shrinked sail.
still here? It's over. Go home.
Go.